gypsy woman told my mother, before I was born, got a boy child's coming, wanna be a son of a gun.
Hola, amigues i amics. Benvinguts al programa de Blues de la Ràdio. Salutacions a totes i tots els que ens esteu escoltant. Soc en Jordi López i això és Addictes al Blues, la dosi setmanal de la música que arriba a l'ànima, el blues.
Folks, I've just been down to Memphis town. That's where the people smile on you all the while. Hospitality, they were good to me. I couldn't spend a dime and had the grandest time. I went out a dancing with a Tennessee dear. They had a fella there named Handy with a band you should hear. And while the dancers gently swayed, all the band boys played real harmony. I never will forget the tune that Handy called the Memphis Blues. They got a fiddler there that always slickens his hair, and folks, he sure does pull some bow. And when the big bassoon seconds to the trombone's croon.
El blues del Mississippi va donar lloc al blues de Chicago durant la guerra, i el de Texas es va estendre a Califòrnia, on va adoptar el caràcter més orquestral. Després del desastre de Pearl Harbor, els americans es troben sense flota per fer front als japonesos. La costa oest dels Estats Units, des de Califòrnia fins a Seattle, es converteix en un gran taller. Califòrnia, tradicionalment poc poblada i amb una migració procedent dels països asiàtics ara enemics, va veure troncat aquest flux de mà d'obra. Com sempre, la solució van ser els negres del sud de Texas, Oklahoma i l'oest de Louisiana, que esdevingueren el nou proletariat californià.
The Memphis Blues. That melancholy strain, that ever-haunting refrain, is like a morning sorrow song. Here comes the very part.
Fins aquell moment, la música que s'escoltava als sofisticats nightclubs de Hollywood era blues d'ambient, jazz o balades acaramelades, melodies per a tots els gustos. L'ídol del moment i màxim representant d'aquell estil es deia Nat King Cole, un gran pianista de jazz que va triomfar interpretant música comercial. Amb l'arribada dels immigrants negres van emergir dos tipus de blues.
That wraps a spell around my heart. It sets me wild to hear that loving tune again. The Memphis Blues. It sets me wild to hear that loving Memphis blues.
El primer tipus de blues, circumscrit a Oakland, a la badia de San Francisco, era un blues urbà semblant al de Texas, senzill i sense influències jazzístiques. El segon, a Los Angeles, era gairebé una reproducció del John Blues de Kansas City, amb les orquestres de Rhythm and Blues de T-Bone Walker, Pee-wee Creighton o el cantant, bateria i director d'orquestra Roy Milton, que el 1945 va publicar el tema R.M. Blues, que es va convertir en un èxit, assolint el número 2 en la llista de Rhythm and Blues de Billboard. Escoltem, doncs, a Roy Milton i R.M. Blues.
start.
Fins aquí no deixava de ser un blues texà traslladat a Califòrnia, però el veritable blues californià, el West Coast Blues, va ser el que crearen un grup de pianistes amb Charles Brown al davant. Ells van saber combinar la sofisticació del cabaret amb el blues pianístic tradicional de Texas, la fusió de Nat King Cole i l'escola de Santa Fe. Charles Brown, amb una veu insinuant i elegant, entre 1945 i 1954 va estar permanentment a les llistes d'èxits i, d'alguna manera, va ser el portaveu de la comunitat negra que volia prosperar i afirmar-se socialment. Escoltem a Charles Brown i el tema Drifting Blues.
I'm drifting and I'm drifting like a ship out on the sea. Drifting and I'm drifting like a ship out on the sea. Well, I ain't got nobody in this world to care for me. Baby would only take me back again. If my baby would only take me back again. I'm not good for nothing. Well, I haven't got no friend. Thank you. I give you all my money. Tell me, what more can I do?
Go get some more, go get some more, go get some more.
I give you all my money. Tell me, what more can I do?
Go get some more, go get some more, go get some more.
You're just a good little girl, but you just won't be true. Bye bye, baby. Baby, bye bye, bye bye. Bye bye, baby. Baby, bye-bye, bye-bye. It's gonna be too late, pretty mama. I'll be so far away.
Entre els que van perpetuar el blues texà més autèntic a Califòrnia, sobretot a Oakland i Fresno, podem esmentar a T.B. Slim. Nascut com Oscar Will l'any 1916, aquest reparador de televisió, d'aquí li ve el sobrenom de T.B., cantant, guitarrista, violinista, productor i arranjador, va gravar molts temes de blues molt originals, que anaven del blues texà profund al rock and roll passant per l'estil de Nova Orleans. El seu únic èxit comercial, Flatfoot Sam, s'inscriu, de fet, en aquesta línia.
Flatfoot Sam bought an automobile. No money down, give a real good deal. Didn't want to work, just ride around town. Finance company put his feet on the ground. Oh, Flatfoot Sam, he always is a jam. Flatfoot Sam stole a $10 bill. Judge, he did it for a thrill. He got 6 days, spend it fine. He thanked the judge for being so kind. Oh, Flatfoot Sam, he always in a jam. Flatfoot Sam got him a job. The very same day, his place got robbed. The cats got away, they couldn't be found. They take it old Sam and they carried him down. Oh, Flatfoot Sam, he always in a jam. Game. Dice got switched, Sam got blamed. He pulled a gun, shot out the light. Everybody hollered, run for your life. Oh, Flatfoot Sam, you're always in a jam. Flatfoot Sam went on a spree, mad a good way, 603. Spent all his money, sold all his land. The next thing she did, she got another man. Oh, Flatfoot Sam, you're always in a jam.
L'aguda mà d'escriptor de T.B. Slim va ser molt popular entre el públic i els bluesmen. El mateix Albert Collins va arribar a gravar el suculent Don't Go Reaching Across My Plate, inclòs en el seu disc de 1980, Frostbite.
I just can't stand just being at the table with an ill-mannered man. Now if he's sitting on your left, before you can eat a bite, he'll reach across your plate, and you know that ain't right. Now I like to eat as well as any man. But there's some rules a fool should understand. When you had one little helping and want an extra piece of cake, I tell everybody, don't go reaching across my plate. I was at a party last night at Over Big Mary. Cat reached across my plate, got his coat sleeve in my gravy. I didn't say a word, just looked him dead in the eye. He reached across my plate and cut him a piece of pie. Now I don't care if you did it for a prank. I don't care if you had a drink, especially when I'm out or with my date. Now don't you go reaching across my plate. At a party last week, there was some high class folks. Everything on the table, and that ain't no joke. Had barbecue possum, rattlesnake gravy, chicken fried skunk, and it smelled real crazy. Everything went fine, but one thing made me blue. A cat reached across my plate for some armadillo stew. Now when you're at the table, you act real nice. You say, pass me that, or pass me the pie. But just because you hungry and happen to come in late, don't you go reaching across my plate. Now don't give me none of that skunk. I don't want none of that. I beg your pardon. If this cat stopped reaching across my plate, I'd make me an ass for something. I'll pass me a little of that turkey, that baby.
Un altre dels bluesmens que van perpetuar el blues texà més autèntic a Califòrnia és Guitar Slim Green. Nascut el 1920, també va gravar varis clàssics de blues down home californià, entre els que destaca Hala Blues, que, transformat en Timpan Alley, es va convertir en l'himne nacional dels guetos del nord de Califòrnia.
It's a damn good place. They'll catch you down, down. Throw dirt all in your face, this street alley. Blues just won't let me leave. There is a woman down there that I really want to see. Now she's little and cute, but you're young and wild. I just want to hold you in my arms a little while. Oh, this tin can alley, blues can't let me be. You get drunk and full of your wine, you don't seem to really care. Fifth Street, L.A., baby, must be your home. Let me know. nothing down there. Baby, but wine, jug, and stone. I love you for yourself. You're just a type of woman, don't really seem to care. This sweet LA, baby, must be your home. Now you wear the number four shoe, great big legs. You just a heavy hip that mama little need and a waist. Hurry up, baby, please make it up in your mind. Because I can't shoot a woman like you, so nice and loving and kind.
El cantant Jimmy Wilson va ser precisament l'autor de la versió més cèlebre de Tin Pan Alley, un gran èxit comercial que va ser totalment incapaç d'explotar. La lànguida veu de Jimmy Wilson i l'atmosfera envellotada, tan característica del blues californià, acompanyada freqüentment per la guitarra de Lafayette Thomas, va permetre a Wilson gravar una obra extremadament important. Escoltem la seva versió de Tin Pan Alley.
Tell me Tin Pan Alley, the roughest place in town. They start cutting and shooting as soon as the sun goes down. Hey, tell me what kind of place can Alley be? Every woman I can't be found. She get up in the morning, Tin Pan Alley bound. Yeah. From that joker's arm. Hey, tell me what kind of place can it be? Well, every woman I get, Lord, I'll take
L'escola de Charles Brown i la de l'anomenada els Sepia Sinatras era el blues dels còctels lunch més que els dels antres del gueto, barrejat amb freqüència amb un toc de boogie-boogie a l'estil d'Amos Milburn i està compost, entre altres, per Joe Liggins. Aquest pianista i cantant és un dels creadors del rhythm and blues. Va composar algun dels grans èxits de finals dels 40 com Honey Dripper o aquest Pink Champagne. Lloyd Glynn va ser un altre que va seguir l'escola de Charles Brown. Va alternar el seu temps entre el blues i el jazz amb resultats bastant bons. Com líder va gravar temes de gran bellesa, però encara van ser millors els que va gravar acompanyant a T-Bone Walker, B.B. King o Lowell Fulson. Com a exemple, aquest Sinner Prayer gravat el 1951 per Lowell Fulson.
Lord have mercy on me. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy on me. Did ever done somebody wrong? Have mercy, if you please. I used to have plenty of money, fine schools in town, and back in trouble with took me, tried to get me down, but please have mercy, Lord have mercy on me. really ever done somebody wrong. Have mercy if me.
Roy Hawkins és una figura misteriosa del blues californià, estil del qual va ser un dels pioners. És sobretot conegut per la seva composició Thrill Is Gone, que després B.B. King va fer cèlebre.
The thrill is gone, gone, gone away. Yes, the thrill is gone, gone, gone to stay. Baby, you've done me wrong. You'll be sorry someday. The thrill is gone, gone, gone from me. I still live on, lonely though I'll be. That old thrill we knew, nothing but misery. Time I met you, baby, you weave your magic well. But now I can't forget you, 'cause I'm free, free from your spell. The thrill is gone, gone, gone for good. Baby's all over. I carry all that's understood.
Johnny Moore, nascut l'any 1916, va ser un dels primers guitarristes elèctrics del blues, seguint el model del trio de Nat King Cole, del que Oscar Moore, germà de Johnny, formava part, va fundar els Free Blazers, amb Charles Brown al piano i la veu, i va crear l'arquetip del blues elegant californià. La seva extremada sofisticació pot ser admirada en temes com aquest Drifting Blues.
Well, I'm drifting and drifting like a ship out on the sea. Well, I'm drifting and drifting like a ship out on the sea. Well, I ain't got nobody in this world to care for me. If my baby would only take me back again, if my baby would only take me back again. Well, you know I ain't good for nothing, baby, and I haven't got no friends.
Ray A.G., nascut el 1930, és un altre dels autors d'una excel·lent versió del Tin Pan Alley, a la que Johnny Hersman va afegir un efecte de guitarra aconseguint una atmosfera encara més inquietant i angoixosa. Molt bon cantant, el seu estil posseeix trets de blues profund, balada, gospel o soul. Escoltem la versió seva de Tin Pan Alley.
Tell me, Tin Pan Alley is the roughest place in town. They stop cutting and shooting as soon as the sun goes down. Hey, tell me, what kind of place can the alley be? Well, every woman I get love the alley just away from me. When I need my baby, you know she can't be found. She get up every morning, Tin Pan Alley bound. Hey, tell me, what kind of place can the alley be? Well, every woman I get loves the alley away from me. some woman shot my baby right from that joker's arm. Hey, tell me, what kind of place can they have it be? Well, every woman I get, I really miss my baby, because I need my baby.
El cas del cantant Al King és bastant semblant al de Ray Aggie. Era tan versàtil en un blues profund, freqüentment en un estil semblant al de Love Fulson, com en una balada a l'estil de Charles Brown. Juntament amb Johnny Hersman, va gravar una sèrie de blues superbs amb una atmosfera envellutada i nostàlgica en la que destaca, a més, una gran qualitat d'escriptura. Temes com My Money Ain't Long Enough es va convertir en petits clàssics que es van versionar fins i tot en el blues de Chicago.
My baby's always telling me that my money just ain't long enough. My baby's always telling me that my money just ain't long enough. You know in all the days of my life, you know I ain't never had it so rough. I got me a full-time job, a part-time job on the side. That woman spends my money like it's going out of style. She gambles like a man, loses every time she goes. Come home broken mad and tell me, Daddy, you can't cut the mustard no more. And always telling me that my money just ain't long enough. You know in all the days of my life, I ain't never had it so rough. I work 6 days a week, on the seventh day I try to rest. I look in my bedroom, that woman's getting dressed. When I tell her that I love her, she calls me a liar, gives me the dirty clothes, sends me out to the wash and dryer, always telling me that my money just ain't long enough. You know in all the days of my life, well, I ain't never had it so rough. I got to find me a new baby, I guess my money just ain't long enough.
El pianista i cantant Gus Jenkins va començar gravant a Chicago juntament amb Big Walter Horton abans de traslladar-se a Califòrnia, on va realitzar una carrera de músic professional que cal brillar per al seu eclecticisme. Com a imitador de Howlin' Wolf o de Charles Brown, èmul de Lowell Fulson o pianista de ball jazz i a l'estil de Ramsey Lewis, va resultar quasi sempre molt convincent. Jenkins va gravar per primera vegada per al segell Cheese el gener del 1953, acompanyat per Walter Horton a l'harmònica i Willie Nix a la bateria, temes com aquest 8 Ball.
got something to make a palace wall. Oh, baby, she got something to make a palace wall. If you want to know what it is,
Guitar Shorty, cantant i guitarrista texà, va tenir cert impacte en els anys 50 amb el petit clàssic Hard Life. Va ressorgir a principis dels 90 a prop de Los Angeles, pregonant que Jimi Hendrix havia estat el seu cunyat i que li havia ensenyat a tocar la guitarra. Escoltem la versió que va fer Guitar Shorty del tema Hard Life l'any 1959.
Thank you.
gypsy woman told my mother before I was born. Got a boy child's coming. Wanna be a son of a gun.
I per avui res més, tornem la propera setmana amb més blues paradictes. El blues californià mai ha decaigut, i encara menys si ens referim a la badia de San Francisco o als seus nombrosos clubs. De mitjans dels anys 70, el blues a Califòrnia va ser totalment revitalitzat amb l'aparició d'una nova generació d'artistes que van afegir als estils tradicionals de la costa oest diverses influències, com la del blues de Chicago per mediació de l'èxit d'emigrants com Charlie Musselwhite. Ens acomiadem del programa d'avui dedicat al blues de Califòrnia amb Charles Musselwhite i el tema blues del seu disc de 1970, Memphis, Tennessee. Una abraçada a totes i tots de qui us parla, Jordi López. Tornem la propera setmana amb més blues paradictes. Gràcies per ser-hi, gràcies per escoltar-nos. Bona setmana i gaudiu de la vida i del blues.
Thank you. act or crime. Yes, you know, I left my baby standing in the back door.
Thank you.